Netflix made big headlines last week by offering an unusually generous benefit. The company is going to offer new parents unlimited paid leave. You heard me right. Unlimited paid leave for up to one full year. Todd Bishop says this is part of a broader trend that we're seeing in the tech job market. He reports on tech news, of course, at GeekWire and joins us now. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Discombobulating
yes,
for a moment.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the trend we're seeing here?
So overall, Netflix is really the biggest representation of this, but tech companies in general are escalating benefits across the board, and it's something of an arms race among these companies to attract and retain the best engineers and other technical employees, and then it flows out into the rest of the workforce as well. The other counter, the other undercurrent going on here is that working at a startup or a tech company can be very difficult for new parents in general, especially when you look at the all-night hackathons, sort of the culture of heroes and people trying to really go all out for the company. That can be difficult when you have a newborn or a two-year-old or a toddler or anything else at home. And so I think you're seeing these companies try to address all of these issues.
Does this signify a demographic change in the tech industry? It started with free Coke and free food and laundry, and now has escalated to this.
Absolutely. And we just saw a couple of weeks ago the prototypical example of this. Mark Zuckerberg announced that he is going to be having a child. And Facebook is the hack culture. They are really one of the companies that is a symbol of this. And so really, that is happening right now.
Was there a time when tech employees got the same benefits as employees in other industries?
You know, overall, the tech industry in general for many years has been differentiated. There may have been a time in the early days of the dot-com era or the early days of Silicon Valley when it was roughly comparable. But as you've seen, tech companies need very specialized workers. These kinds of benefits really have been coming into play.
How far does this arms race go? Like, where's the ceiling on this?
I think when it starts to have a deep impact on company profits, in other words, when the employees are taking so much leave that the companies have to hire new people to fill them in a measurable way, or if the actual cost of these benefits starts to escalate and really cut into the bottom line, that's where you see a ceiling on some of this. But for the time being, there is so much competition for top engineers and key employees at these companies that I think you're going to see it continue.
Now, is it the case at Netflix where everybody who works in the company gets this benefit, whether you are an hourly worker or high-paid engineer?
So these benefits are for direct employees
direct
of all of
employee.
These companies. And so that is a major point to make. I'm glad you brought it up. So much of the tech workforce consists of contract workers, whether it's at Microsoft, you know, Google, Facebook, and elsewhere. And those workers have to fight very hard to get anything like these kinds of benefits. Just recently, Microsoft announced that it's mandating for all of its vendor companies that they extend at least 15 days of paid leave to their workers. And so that is something that is happening as well, but it's happening at a slower pace.
Is there any indication that this trend would spread beyond the tech industry to the rest of us?
I think it's certainly possible. And obviously, parents and others have these same kinds of challenges at other companies. That said, it feels like everybody else is behind the tech industry on this, for better or worse. You know, you have to really compete. You have to really battle for even just a $15 an hour minimum wage elsewhere in the workforce. And so I think it could come, and the tech companies could be a leading indicator of where we're headed as a society. But for now, it feels like this is isolated to the tech industry.
And in some ways, it's interesting because what the tech industry is doing feels like what we see in other countries around the world, what we see in Europe.
Absolutely. It's very true. This is very much a U.S. phenomenon here. And in some ways, as these companies become more global, that is also playing into the trend where there can be workers in Europe who would be expecting these kinds of this kind of work-life balance just to be natural at the companies they work for. And as Facebook and Microsoft and everybody else becomes more and more global, obviously that is going to play into this trend as well.
And you think maybe the tech industries will kind of drag the rest of the country in that direction over time?
It very well could happen, yes, absolutely. So this is something that will be key to watch, and really it's one more example of the tech industry really leading the way potentially.
Todd Bishop, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Todd Bishop is the co-founder and editor of GeekWire.